Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And the start date, 10-21-5. The start date is 10215. That's 10,215 days since Pluto had its New Year's Day. All right, first up, the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Tension mounts, excitement builds. The air is crackling with energy as the Glacier View Community Council prepares for its first fall Glacier View Community Council meeting. That will be September 7th, 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School. It's a bit of a change from our normal schedule on the last Thursday. It's on the first. We haven't met all summer long. We have some work to do. So September 7th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School is the Glacier View Community Council meeting, and all are welcome. We are going to be looking at the possibility of starting a Glacier View Community Council Sports Committee, a new committee, one for sports, which will involve school and adult and public sports. We're probably going to start a sports committee and get a chair and see where we go from there. Also, we have a pretty skookum emergency procedure for Glacier View Community Council for Glacier View Community. So we have container vans with food and supplies, ropes, harnesses, lights, etc. We have food to feed 30 people for 30 days. If that road closes for whatever reason, people stuck on this side will eat. That's a good thing. So we're going to talk about beefing up our 911 call list. That's our emergency list. First thing you do is call 911. Then call the people closest on the list. We're going to talk about getting more people on that list. We have a lot of people on the community phone book list. But the 911 call list, it's divided up geographically so that you call the first two or three people in your section. They're the call captains, and they'll call around to get the word out, get people over to your place if you need help. So we're going to be talking about how to beef that up. Purinton Creek Trail. Whoa, we have news on the Purinton Creek Trail. Lorraine Cordova, Glacier View Community Council Treasurer Extraordinaire, has pulled together a team of people. We are out this morning putting in Carsonite trail markers. Tomorrow we're going to be continuing with putting up the signs for private property and go this way and don't go that way. Preparing for a kiosk that we're going to put in down at the trailhead, you know, right on the highway there, the big pullout. So, fabulous. We had 5, 6, 7 people up there today putting in the Carsonite trail markers. Really cool effort. 36 markers went in today, and there is we have some more for other trails, plus we're going to put up the signs very soon. So excellent job on Purinton Creek, and the signs are going to be high enough, the markers are high enough to be above the snow when it snows. So that's it for Purinton Creek update. There will be an update at the council meeting. Also at the council will be oral tradition and storytelling update. Our own Vice President Fred Hirschman is taking on the duties of the book. That's where we record the archives of who's who in our community in the past and in the present. Who's doing what? He's going to discuss to us about how to gather more stories and get them in our archives, both on the recording sound as well as getting that converted to text. We've asked our Borough Assembly Representative Jim Sykes to come and update us on what's going on with the borough. We hope you can make it. But we also have a student update. Now, this, I think, will be entering the third year that we have a student representing the community school and giving us an update from Glacier View School. So that'll be good. I don't know who will be doing the representing this year. Probably a mix of students. So after the student update, we will also review the finances of the council, how are we doing on spending, and also a school funding update, how much money we've already allocated for the school, how much did they spend last year. We'll kind of go over that quickly. To date, we don't have any funding requests or allocations on the agenda, but the agenda will come out the Monday before the council meeting, and with the agenda will also come the financial statement of the council. We have a very transparent financial sheet that has four categories of spending and our cash account, how much we have on board, and future spending plans, etc. Right now, I don't think we have anything on the books for allocating any more money. But we'll see what happens. All right. So the school, they're doing well. It's going to be 3 or 4 years until we have graduates, unless we get some older students. The oldest class right now are 4 freshmen. We have no sophomores, juniors, or seniors. But we want to prepare. And to that end, I have today a guest speaker. I talked to Malin Smith, the Job Corps Director of Job Corps in Palmer, Director for Job Corps for the whole state of Alaska. So I went to Job Corps to see if I could get an interview with her. I tell you, you drive down their driveway, there's a little entry building to check people in. Nobody was there, and I drove to parking, guest parking. What a scenic, picturesque place the Palmer Job Corps is. There's hanging flowers in pots. Their lawns are tended immaculately. They have split rail fencing, which is just really looks very nice, very nicely done. I saw a culinary arts student walking by in the white chef jacket. And inside, when you check in, there are safety charts on how many days people have worked safely, both staff and students, 2 separate charts. So it's a pretty cool place. Earlier this summer, I had visited one of the buildings to pick up some forms for some metal cutting. And winding paths of asphalt and the split rail fences, green grasses, students all over tending to the lawns and that and building the split rail fences. What a really good place. And people are as busy as bees there. That is one productive place. So, here's my interview with the director, Malin Smith, director of the operations of the whole place there, and I thank her graciously for her time. Let's see what Job Corps is about. Hi, and welcome to the Glacier Review. This is Joseph Davis. I'm here at Job Corps with, what is your name?
Malin Smith.
And what do you do here, Malin?
Oh, I'm the center director of Alaska Job Corps Center, located in Palmer, Alaska.
Okay, and Job Corps. So, I know you work with young adults. What is Job Corps, really? I really don't know.
Well, Job Corps is a residential training program funded by federal government, and we provide academic, career technical training, employability skills to students ages 16 to 24 who are, we consider, economically disadvantaged, needing training. They're not successful in the traditional classroom setting. So those are the students that we serve.
And what does employability skills mean? I don't know what that means.
We call that soft skills. These are the skills where the students learn or develop work ethic, you know, coming to work on time, Be courteous, respond or communicate very well with their co-workers, how to communicate with their employers, and you know, those skills that we don't usually really find in a traditional classroom, but here in Job Corps we provide a training opportunity for them. So they are going to develop that every day while they are here in the program.
So it's not just work skills, but it's the skills to keep you employed.
Absolutely, that is correct.
So what kind of skills are we talking about? What are the different areas that you do training in?
We have 9 training programs. Accounting, office administration, certified nursing assistant, culinary arts, electrical wiring, building construction technology, carpentry, water, wastewater, protective services.
What does that mean?
Protective services, this is a program that will lead the student to get a work as a security.
Oh,
that's
sure.
An entry level.
Got it.
Yep.
So say that I take one of these courses or somebody takes it, how do they graduate? What do they end up with when they graduate?
So the Job Corps program is an open entry, open exit program. Every other week we bring in students, but every week we are completing students.
Wow.
So we don't only provide training to them, you know, academic credentials, vocational credentials, and basic vocational training, but at the same time, while they are doing the training, they are working to get to the employment that they would like to do. So the goal is from training completion right to work. So there is no detour in between.
Right.
We would like them to really place them to the workforce immediately after training.
And do you have a workforce placement services here on the campus?
Yes. Part of the program, the model of Job Corps is the career. Actually, it is embedded in every fabric of the training. The goal is employment.
Right.
So right from enrollment, career pathways are the focus of this discussion. And when they first enroll in Job Corps, the first part, the first phase of the program, career pathways is the focus of the training,
right
to career development and career transition readiness. So employment is
graduation.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and you're successful at this evidently, because how long has Job Corps been going on here in Palmer?
Probably going to 25 years.
Wow. So a lot of people listening to this could actually be people who have worked in Job Corps.
Yes.
Yeah. And so who comes to Job Corps? You don't have anybody from Glacier View. I know this because I know all the kids in Glacier View. So, but historically, there might have been somebody 20 years ago. I don't know. But where are your kids from?
So our students, they are from all over Alaska. Mm-hmm. From Barrow, mm-hmm. Nome area, Bethel, Aleutian Islands, Southeast.
Wow.
And here in the valley.
Okay.
So the demographics of our students, 55 to 60% of our students, they are Alaska Native students.
Okay.
And the rest, they're divided between Pacific Islander, Caucasians, Latinos, and Asians.
Okay. And so you say it's residential, so they live here 24/7?
Yes, this is a residential training program, so they live here on campus. We have dormitories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a 24/7 operation.
Do you have Friday night dance night?
We have a lot of recreational activities, and every day it is part of the training. So students here don't just, you know, from the dorm to classrooms, trainings, but we provide a program that, you know, they know how to recreate. Okay. Because ultimately what we would like them to do, that they would be responsible when they are working.
Sure. And responsible when they're playing. Exactly. So your communication includes not just working with an employer or teacher, but also with each other.
Yes, they would be able to really create a balance in life. Nice. Where, you know, nice. They know how to put a lot of hours at work, and they know how to de-stress and how to, you know, balance it out. So that is part of our training, and the recreation department works with the food services, the wellness department, to create that program so students would be able to make the choices and would have an opportunity to practice.
Sure. So how much does it cost the student to, how much do they have to pay by the semester, or how does that work?
This is a free program.
It's a free program. So they live here, eat here, work here, train here, and they go away not in debt.
Absolutely, you are correct.
Wow.
They live here, they get their training, and every other week the students are receiving a stipend allowance.
Uh-huh. And so I suppose there's some qualifying to be accepted into the program. Tell me a little bit about how people apply, who's eligible, and how would they find out?
So we call this... We determine eligibility of students. We don't use the word screening.
Uh-huh.
Because we don't want to discriminate applicants. So we determine eligibility to the program. The requirements, you know, there are certain requirements. Of course, the age, you know, 16 to 24, they are economically disadvantaged, so meaning that there's a need, and there are some documentation required to establish that need.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a U.S. or a U.S. citizen, or they have green card. They are, you know, legally, they are legally staying in the United States. And those are the three, you know.
And do they have to have a high school diploma to be here?
No. But there are students who come here with high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
However, if they don't have a high school diploma, it's fine.
Okay.
You know, we are going to work with them.
And can they earn a high school diploma while they're doing their other training here?
Absolutely.
Wow.
So if a student, this is actually, the curriculum is customized or developed according to the need of individual students.
Ah.
So if a student comes here without a high school diploma, then we assess the need of the student. We create the curriculum and a schedule for that student. So the schedule would be 1 week in academic, 1 week in trade, or sometimes we change that according to how the students are going to respond to that productively.
And I suppose what projects are going on, like building the pavilion, and it's sunshine, so that's probably a good time to focus on your other carpentry and building events and that.
Yes, actually, one aspect of the training also is sending our students out to the community.
Uh-huh.
You know, volunteerism is one value that we would like to instill in the minds of our students.
Mm-hmm.
So going out there and do community projects like what they are doing with the Glacier View right now is one thing, but we also, there is a parameter to that. We don't want to take projects that could, that we're taking away from our employer partners.
Sure.
So in other words, we do projects that belong to, you know, nonprofit organization and all that. But if these projects, you know, could potentially be done by our employer partners for profit, we don't go with that because we don't we don't want to take our business from them.
And the pavilion at Glacier View is by the Community Council, a nonprofit organization, and this just is so helpful to us and reduces the cost a great deal. And then we like to see the kids up there. So when we get the pavilion up, we'll have a grand opening. We'll invite you and the kids to come up and celebrate with us.
Well, absolutely. We would be happy to come when the day, you know, when is that? Just let us know and we would be there to celebrate.
Great. And that will be Mark Crothers is the fellow I've talked to so far, and I think he's the one in charge of the project, and he works for you.
Yes, he reports to the career education manager. Okay. The education manager reports to me.
Okay, cool. So I kind of asked some of the questions I could think of. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listening audience in Palmer, Wasilla, Butte, Sutton, Chickaloon, Glacier View, listening area? And frankly, we stream over the internet and we even podcast. So this program will be saved and online as a podcast. So any shout out for Job Corps, or do you have any quick little blurb like you tell the 16 to 24 year olds out there?
Yes, Job Corps is the, I would say that one of the most successful program, and I would say also that this is the program here in the Valley that we consider the best kept secret, because, you know, although it's been here 25 years, but there's not a lot of people that, you know, are familiar with the program. So here we are, Job Corps is here. For those of you who are needing training at no cost, you know, come and enroll, explore if the trainings that we offer, they are the trainings that you would like to do. It is free of charge, and you are not only going to get high school diploma, vocational credentials, but you will learn a lot of soft skills that are really important for the workforce to stay in the job.
All right, well, and your name again is?
My name is Millen Smith, and I am the Center Director of Alaska Job Corps here in Palmer.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so very much for being on the program today.
You're welcome.
So if you're interested in Job Corps and you're between 16 and 24 years of age, or you know somebody that is, you can get certified real life work certification. And their goal is to get you a job, that when you leave there, you go from Job Corps to a job. And a good job where you have training, certification. I mean, like, this is very cool. You get a monthly stipend. You get room and board. So this is, and it's job skills for communication, for how to be a good employee, plus the field that you're working in, plus you can finish your high school diploma while you're there. Anyway, Job Corps in Palmer, look them up on the web or the phone book. I don't know, do they even have phone books? Yes, they send, MTA sends out those little phone books. Anyway, very cool, very cool. We're going to ask them up to Glacier View School to visit our students and learn more. All right, let's move on with the Glacier Review. Well, we have time for one song. We had that great Job Corps interview recording and a little bit of Water Creek background when I was talking about the Purinton Creek Trail. Did you notice the sound of the creek? Anyway, here is Fox on the Run from the album The Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Here we go.
I don't wanna know your name, 'cause you don't look the same.
Thanks for joining me on Radio Free Palmer up here at Glacier View with the Glacier Review. If you want to join me on the Glacier Review, you can check the Facebook page of the Glacier Review. Also, the Glacier Review is posted on RadioFreePalmer.org website and also podcast. Radio Free Palmer, it is your community radio station, and we rock. Speaking of that, rocking will be September 22nd at the Glen Massey Theater with Super Saturated Sugar String playing. It is our annual fundraiser. We have Alaska Railroad tickets. Yay! Come to hear Super Saturated Sugar Strings play and have a great time on September 22nd. Write that date down. We'll see you there for our annual fundraiser, silent auction, maybe a live auction. Anyway, hope to see you there September 22nd. For the Glacier Review and Radio Free Palmer, my name is Joseph Davis.